Bill Edwards is sanding what will become the deck of a pleasure boat, the kind you can take fishing, water skiing, or sunning with friends. He's been at the Four Winds Boat Plant in Cadillac for 11 years. Fiberglass boats have been made here for 50 years, and the Four Winds brand has become part of the city's identity. Edwards has seen booms, busts, and a bankruptcy. He was here when the new owner brought over the Glastron boat brand from Minnesota to share the plant. Between the two nameplates, the factory churns out 15 shiny new boats in a day now, and that's expected to continue. That's modest, but steady. So Edwards is breathing easier, but he's not going on any spending sprees yet.
I feel a little more confident than I did back then, but it's still a little iffy on taking long vacations and stuff like that.
Edwards is one of 430 people working here. That's actually down about 10 positions from a year ago. When the new owner started calling workers back, it had predicted up to 2,500 new jobs in a few years. The dramatic turnaround in the auto industry since then has helped the boat business, though not as much as company president Rock Lambert had hoped.
Car manufacturers are back on track, and so we saw some encouraging results, certainly out of the Detroit Boat Show. We had a phenomenal boat show in Toronto. We have a dealer there that was very successful, sold big numbers. There were some shows in Cincinnati. We didn't do much. It really is hit and miss.
While the company retooled, the state awarded it millions in future state tax breaks. But those depended on job growth, and a state official says the company won't likely receive any more breaks until the workforce grows again. Lambert is optimistic but nervous. If gas prices go much higher than $4 a gallon, that could keep a lot of boaters from leaving the dock.
But if it hit $5 a gallon, then it's a different, I think we're talking a different animal that would have to be, that we would have to face at that point in time. So, it's a bit of a gamble. We'll see what happens. But certainly it's a bit of a concern that we hope is going to go away.
Lambert hopes the recovery gets stronger, so more people will buy a luxury item like a boat. That's about the only way the industry as a whole can start growing again, he says.
We don't expect the industry volumes to go up. So it's all about gaining market share right now. It's taking it away from somebody else. And that's a lot more difficult than when you're lifted by the industry going up in general.
Reporting from Cadillac, this is Tom Carr for Interlochen Public Radio.